He awoke with a start, and found himself half lying on the ground, his head resting against one of Matangi's legs. He must have dozed off from exhaustion. He had the vaguest memory of a disquieting dream, something about the Nawab and his Begum arguing bitterly, but he couldn't remember any more than that. He stretched and stood up, peering into the dark compound outside. He must have slept for only a little while, though he felt rested. But the searcher was gone. Somehow he was sure of that. Matangi regarded him with her shiny black eyes and offered him a trunkful of hay, making him smile. He stood on tiptoe and stroked her ears and neck. "Thank you for saving me once again," he whispered. "I'd better get back to my quarters before anything else happens." This time, Anand ran all the way back, making sure not to stop or to look behind him. Every sound or shadow made his nerves jangle with fright, but fortunately he encountered nothing more dangerous than a couple of stray dogs. The lamps in his sleeping hall had been extinguished and most of the punker boys were asleep already. But as he crept in and lay down on his pallet, Anand could hear whispers. Raman, whose pallet was next to his, was speaking with one of the other punker boys.
"No, I have no idea what the Nawab and the Chief Minister were talking about," the boy said. "They met in one of those sealed chambers where you can't hear anything from outside. But I did catch a glimpse of the Chief Minister when he was leaving. His face was white with anger, and his hands were shaking. His groom took a few minutes to bring his horse to the front entrance from the stables, and for that, the Chief Minister cuffed him so hard that the poor boy fell to the ground." "I've never heard of Haider Ali losing his temper like that," Raman said. "He's always so controlled. And the Nawab and him have been close friends ever since they were boys. What could Nazib have said, I wonder, to make him so furious?"
"Oh, well, if it's important enough, we'll know soon enough. Nothing remains a secret for long from the punker boys."
The two of them drifted off to sleep, but Anand lay awake for a long time, his stomach clenched with worry. The Nawab must have refused Haider Ali's proposal of betrothing Nisha to the Shahzada.
Strange. Why would he reject his friend's offer?
Even Anand, knowing as little as he did of court matters, could see that the match would have strengthened the Nawab's position and gained his son an important ally. But what worried Anand more was the thought of what the enraged chief minister might do now that he had been turned down.